perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. This is Young Catholics Respond. I am Bill Snyder. It is a pleasure to have you joining us, no matter how you're listening. Always want to give a shout-out to our newest listening audience out there in Cleveland, Ohio, on Living Bread Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in, and don't forget to share it with a friend. Always need new listeners. Always love to have new people reach out to our ministry. Our ministry can be found at patchworkheart.org. That's our website. Or, of course, on social media, all the different social media forms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Reach out to us and connect with us. We have so much more going on than just our radio show. But our radio show really is the staple of our ministry. It is the flagship of everything we do here at Patchwork Heart Ministry. And I am so blessed to be joined today by Bruce Wozniak. He is the host and creator of Catholic Sports Radio. He was born and baptized Catholic. He has spent the majority of his professional career working in sports and as a veteran broadcaster and podcaster. In his faith life, he is an oblate to the St. Leo Abbey in West Central Florida, participating regularly in monthly men's prayer groups through his church, being the president of a weekly Christian business connections group, and being a part of the Curcio movement. Having attended the Montre Ultrea meetings for a few years and now being scheduled to make his weekend in the fall of 2019, which he just did, and he also attends Mass twice a week and did an Emmaus weekend in 2016. He has founded this Catholic Sports Radio, and it truly is a wonderful podcast. So, Bruce, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for sharing with me today about faith and sports.
My pleasure, Bill. Thanks for asking me to be here.
Yeah, so, you know, the bio never does it true justice. I always like to be able to introduce my guests, but, you know, just a few sentences never really paints the perfect picture. So I want to ask you a little bit about your faith journey, being born and raised Catholic, and then how you blended that in with broadcasting, because that is got to be a beautiful way to reach out to people and help people in their faith through the mass media.
It is, and I think that for as much as people complain about technology and social media and some of the things that are out there these days that are perceived as distractions, we really are blessed with the technology that we've been given, because if you think back to the day when Jesus walked the earth and how slow it took for things to spread. And of course, you think of the old game, I think it's called telephone or train or something like that, where you tell one person, then they tell it, and you wait and you see what the message comes out as on the other end. Here we can sit in the comfort of wherever we do our broadcast from, our podcast, and literally the message can be out to the world in no time. So it has been a blessing to be able to share my Catholic faith and to blend that with the long background that I have in sports and combine that with the success that I've had in podcasting for more than 5.5 years now. There's another weekly show that I do, and use it to create what has been Catholic Sports Radio since February of this year.
Yeah, it's really incredible. Take me on your journey through how you got involved in sports, you know, and then, you know, just how that has impacted your faith as well.
Well, I grew up playing basketball and just was always a sports fan. You know, I was always in front of the television watching sports on TV, was raised by parents who, my father was a big sports guy himself. And so as I went into college, I got to a point where it was time to find an internship. And lo and behold, there was a senior who was going to be graduating that, as a result, was going to be vacating his intern position. I was living in Buffalo, New York at the time. I now live in Tampa, Florida. And so he was working as an intern for the Buffalo Sabres. And I asked him, well, how did you get that position? And he told me, and I said, well, what's going to happen with it now that you're leaving? And he kind of shrugged his shoulders, you know, like, like my problem kind of thing. And so lo and behold, I ended up being able to get that internship and grew that into what eventually became 10 years. Or I like to say 10 seasons working with the team, because obviously eventually I graduated and they just hired me instead of maintaining the intern role. And at the same time that I was doing hockey, they brought a pro indoor lacrosse team to town. And so I was kind of wearing two hats for the price of one employee and getting a paycheck to continue working in the Sabres PR department. But I was also the director of public relations for the Buffalo Bandits, which was the pro indoor lacrosse team. And I fell in love with that so much that everybody kind of, would scratch their head and look and say, you're walking away from an NHL team to go do lacrosse full time, because they had a major changeover in the structure of the league and the league office moved from Kansas to Buffalo. And so I was actually hired as the first employee for the new league office. They changed the name of it to what is now known as the National Lacrosse League. And I was the vice president of public relations. But after 3 years, they decided they were going to move it to New Jersey. And I thought, well, if ever there was a time to relocate, which is something that I had thought about from time to time, that was going to be the jumping off point. And so instead of heading to New Jersey, I headed to Florida. And after kicking around for a year and a half, freelancing for a few different full service agencies, ad agencies in the Jacksonville area, I moved down to the Tampa area. And for 10 and a half years, I was the director of communications for the International Softball Federation, which is the world governing body for the sport. So that means world championships, Olympics, things of that nature. And I was actually the chief press officer at the 2004 Summer Olympics in Athens and the 2008 Summer Olympics in Beijing, meaning for the women's softball competition. And my Catholic faith never left me. You know, that's the beautiful thing about our faith, is that it's the same wherever you go. You can walk into any church in any country and you can still follow along with the Mass and kind of pick up where you were the week before in your own home church. And so I just continued to remain faithful to the Lord. And as I said, with the success of the podcast that I do for music, I just finally had this moment where I realized that, as much as it sounds like a cliche and like a joke, I really have been blessed with the gift of gab, in that here I have all this podcasting knowledge, I have all this equipment, and I thought, why not use it to glorify God and give back to Him what He's given to me, and combine our faith lives and our sports lives and show people that you can do exactly that. And so that's what Catholic Sports Radio is. We don't talk about wins and losses and statistics on that show. I interview guests who are Catholics that are current or former coaches, athletes, referees, umpires, clergy, administrators. And that's what we talk about, is the intersection of your faith life and your sports life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that intersection is so crucial in today's society, because when you look at it, people are consuming sports. I know how much sports I watch, and I know that there are, you know, people out there that watch more sports than what I do. And I think that when, you know, you talk about your faith never leaving you, there are a lot of lessons in sports that we can learn and that teach us how to have good faith lives, right? And so when you were traveling and doing all these amazing things for all these different, you know, lacrosse and softball and Olympics and whatnot, did you encounter any people that were on fire for their faith, being able to live their faith amidst the sports and, you know, go to Mass together, or was there a community of people in that for you?
Well, I'll tell you, for some reason, I saw it the most, maybe not necessarily Catholic, but at least Christian, the softball players, the girls that I would encounter from, mind you, a variety of different national teams, but obviously the Americans, there's going to be no language barrier. But I noticed that the softball players, they never hesitated to literally wear their faith on their sleeve. You would see them with a wristband that would have a Bible verse on it. You would see them with jewelry, you know, a cross around their neck. You would hear them talking about how blessed they were to be at the world championship level or at the Olympic level. And they would not hesitate to lift up the name of God in interviews, in dugout conversations. I had on Catholic Sports Radio Mike Candrea, who was the coach of the 2004 U.S. Olympic softball team that won the gold medal. But he actually has been coaching softball for years and years and years at the University of Arizona. And he said, what kind of message are we sending to our kids when we're telling them that you should be going to mass every Sunday, but then we're scheduling our softball tournaments on the weekends? And so people are making that choice of skipping mass because they're saying, well, we have the tournament to go to. And so he said, I decided I needed to step up and lead by example and make sure that I was in the pew every Sunday. And the girls just knew when he'd be coming back to practice for University of Arizona, coach is coming from church. And so it's great to see the girls out there, the athletes out there who are demonstrating their faith. But I think we have a responsibility as well to lead and to make sure that people understand. And that's one of the things with Catholic Sports Radio that I try to impress upon people is that sports are great and there's a lot of tremendous benefits to them. Sportsmanship, physical fitness, teamwork. However, as much as it's perfectly fine to aspire to be a professional athlete, we worship God and God alone. You don't worship sports. You don't worship athletes. You don't worship the idea of becoming the highest paid athlete in your sport. You can pursue sports as a career, but you have to keep focused on that God has to come first. He's the one that has blessed you with these talents.
Yeah, and if you put God first in your life, everything else does fall into place. And it's great to hear that you have encountered that and seen that in your work, and you're encouraging that because it's so important to be able to put God first in our lives. Everything else falls into place when we do. And often we look up to people. I want to talk just a little bit about in the second half of our program, the people that we look up to, that if we put people or the sport or anything other than God first, they will fail us, right? Because, you know, God is the only unfailing perfect being out there. So when we put something else up there first, then everything else doesn't fall into place. And we end up with idolatry. We end up worshiping, you know, the NFL or the NHL or softball or baseball or whatever it is. And it throws everything else out of whack for us. I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the people that maybe you've encountered in the second half of the program, where they've done that, but then they've realized that they've converted, they've seen the glory of God come full circle, and know where their priorities are, because I think that's big prevalent thing in sports today. We see it a lot. So, Britz, I want to talk to you about that, and of course, more about how people can get in touch with you and connect with your podcast and all of your great ministry that you're doing. I got to take that short break right now. When we come back, we will continue the conversation with you. This is Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder.
At times, it seems like the world today is filled with so much division, bigotry, and hatred. So it's up to us to make sure that we get back to the basics, and that is Jesus Christ and his message of faith, hope, and love. Faith, Hope, Love with John and Morgan Bender is a new project that seeks to do just that by engaging and inspiring Catholics within the Archdiocese of Milwaukee and beyond. Read personal faith stories, interviews, and news all by visiting the Faith, Hope, and Love blog.blogspot.com or follow us on Twitter at Johnny Bender MKE.
Hi, everybody. Bill Snyder here. Just want to thank you for listening to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. And as a founder of Patchwork Heart Ministry, we have so much more going on than just our podcasts. Check it out at patchworkheart.org.
Patchwork Heart Ministry is committed to sowing hope into broken hearts by helping young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and his Catholic Church through prayer, storytelling, and media initiatives. We invite you to prayerfully consider supporting this mission financially. Mail your tax-deductible donation to Patchwork Heart Ministry at P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip code 53147, or visit patchworkheart.org to donate online. That's Patchwork Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147,
or online at patchworkheart.org.
The words spoken by Our Lady of Guadalupe to Juan Diego nearly 500 years ago are almost too good to be true. Asking that a temple be built at the site of her apparition, she promised that here I will give all my love, my compassion, my help, and my protection to all those who love me, cry to me, seek me, and who have confidence in me. Here I will listen to their weepings and alleviate all their sufferings, necessities, and misfortunes. My name is Alan Napleton, and I live in Dallas, Texas. I have visited her shrine in Mexico City dozens of times, bringing my own petitions, and have found Our Lady to be true to her word. Over the years, I have brought hundreds of pilgrims to this holy place without incidents, and have now founded Viva Guadalupe, a nonprofit that provides safe and inexpensive pilgrimages to Our Lady's shrine. If you would like to take our Blessed Mother up on her promise and learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond, everybody. I'm Bill Snyder. Today my guest is Bruce Wozniak. He is the host and creator of Catholic Sports Radio. We're having a great conversation about his journey and the world of sports and faith and its intersection between the two. And I want to talk with you, as I mentioned toward the end of the first segment, Bruce, just a little bit about how the world worships sports, but a lot of athletes out there worship God. And trying to get the world to worship God through the example of some of these athletes is a great way to go, right?
Absolutely. I'm thinking specifically of Kyle Schmidt, who I decided was going to be the poster boy for Catholic Sports Radio, meaning that he was the first guest that I wanted to interview. Episode one of Catholic Sports Radio gives you all of my background, what qualifies me as a broadcaster, as a Catholic, as a sports person. But on episode two, I talked to Kyle Schmidt because Kyle scored the overtime winning goal to give his team the national championship in men's ice hockey, in college men's ice hockey. And this is in front of a sold out 19,000 seat arena. And the next day, mind you, he was going through RCIA at the time. The next day, Father Mike Schmitz calls him up to congratulate him and says, "Man, got to be the best day of your life, huh?" And Kyle said, "No, Father, the best day of my life is going to be the Easter Vigil Mass when I receive the Eucharist." And so here it was some years later, and I'm interviewing him, and we talk about that. And Kyle says, "Bruce, to this day, that still was the best day of my life, the day that I received the Eucharist at the Easter Vigil Mass. The second best day of my life was my wedding day, and the third best day of my life is a tie for the dates that my children were born." And this is someone that went on to play pro hockey in Europe. So he certainly had the right perspective, and that's exactly what the mission of Catholic Sports Radio is. As I said in the first half of your show, is to let people see that sports are great, but God has to come first. And Kyle clearly saw that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you look at how these people are living examples of their lives, shunning the attention away from winning a national championship, winning a national collegiate championship, you know, my brother and my sister are both Division I athletes for Villanova. My sister was the swim captain for Villanova and won, you know, three or four Big East championships in her collegiate tenure, two of which she was swim captain for. They're not at the height of her list of accomplishments. It's all of the service. It's the working in the oncology units at Children's Hospital and serving others that she'd rather talk about. I mean, it's awesome if you want to talk about, you know, winning and all of that stuff. But how do we help people change the mindset of let's worship sports? You know, what do we have to do to help people overcome that? Are there any athletes that you've encountered that have gone from worshiping their sport to worshiping God that you've encountered?
There was a recent interview that I did. I don't know that he was necessarily so far as to say worshiping sport, But Luke Vercellone, he had a 15-year pro soccer career. He was drafted into Major League Soccer and went on to a very good career, including the United Soccer League. But he said that when he got to college, and this is someone that came from a Catholic upbringing and, you know, would still go to Mass, but it was just kind of the way I just said it, you know, would still kind of go to Mass. So in other words, it wasn't a real priority for him. And he met a Focus missionary on campus that by his senior year, things really clicked and it really turned around. And he decided that, no, you know, I need to be worshiping God. And as much as his goal was, I have to be a pro soccer player, it was more like, this is the way I'm going to make a living, as opposed to this is going to be my whole life. And so I think it's that shift in perspective. You know, what happens, Bill, is we go from being in the pew on Sunday morning as a parishioner to a few hours later, all of a sudden being someone that is a completely different person because we're watching the NFL, and you become this raging lunatic who you say, what happened to the person that was in the pew a few hours ago? I interviewed Dr. Kelly Morrow on Catholic Sports Radio. She's a psychologist. And we talked about fans taking sports too seriously, parents being way too involved in their son or daughter sports, people that have superstitions as fans that they carry out. We talked about sports betting. A lot of these things are really a shift in mindset. And it just is going to take ministries like mine and like yours and like a lot of us out there that are simply saying, change your perspective and God has to come first. And as you said at the beginning of this episode, everything else will fall in place. And if it needs to be, you hear it from Luke Vercellone on Bruce's show, or you hear it from Kyle Schmidt on Catholic Sports Radio, whatever it is, if it moves you closer to God, then praise be to him that he used me as the vehicle to move someone closer to him.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you do a lot of work with athletes. You've spent so much time being in those roles where you've had a direct impact on how sports gets promoted and everything. But you've, you know, been able to reach many, many people through your ministry here, and you do so many other things as well, right? You have been speaking and working in places to do that, to help convince people that the intersection between sports and faith is important, and you can use them as a vehicle to find virtue. You can use them as a vehicle to move closer to God. You're going to be speaking next week at the Second Global Congress on sport and Christianity, which is pretty cool. Tell us a little bit about that and what you're looking forward to sharing with the people there.
Yeah, I'm real excited about that, and I'm really thrilled that it's here in the United States. The first Global Congress on Sport and Christianity was in Europe. This one is actually going to be in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So I'm going to travel up there and I'm going to talk about how you can apply your faith life into your sports life. Because again, make no mistake, I'm not telling people to abandon sports. You know, you admitted, Bill, that you're a big sports fan. I'm a big sports fan myself. But at the same time, we do need to start going out and teaching these lessons and letting people know that it's okay to keep up what you're doing in sports, whether you're a coach, an athlete, an official, or even quote unquote just a fan. But there is a place for your faith life. You know, Saint Pope John Paul II really incorporated sport references into a lot of what he said during his papacy. And so there clearly is a connection between the two. And so I'm looking forward to going there to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and sharing with the attendees of that event exactly how, because I think a lot of times you get caught up in the sexiness of it. It sounds like a nice idea to combine your faith life with your sports life. And you hear about these athletes that come on Catholic Sports Radio and share their testimony. But part of my duty is to tell people, here is how you can do it. And so that's what I'm looking forward to doing as part of that event.
Yeah, and you mentioned Pope St. John Paul II, and Pope St. John Paul II really was an athlete, right? He was avid in hiking and an outdoorsman. Really, he was skiing. There's pictures of him skiing, right? So he understood that sports brought a certain value to society and culture, but it also was a vehicle for moving somebody closer to sports and faith.
Or yeah, and we have Saint Sebastian, who is the patron saint of athletes. That's why I say I think people don't realize that there really is a true connection that you think that may sound like an interesting idea, but in reality, there's plenty of examples out there that I try to bring to light. I do a ministry moment at the beginning of each episode of Catholic Sports Radio, right before I bring in the guest, and try to show people, here are some real life examples, some practical ways that you can see that connection and apply it in your faith life.
Yeah. And it's so important to break things down practically for people. I recently was impacted by a book by Matthew Kelly where it talked about you don't have to have every moment of your life be a holy moment, but if you make time to create holy moments, they just keep building on one another, right? And so overwhelming yourself with the scruples of, oh my gosh, I have to be this perfect saint. No, just do your best in every single moment. Be the best version of yourself on the field, off the field, and in every moment of your life, and you will begin to transform that entire life into into a virtuous one. And it just kind of snowballs. That's the effect that it has, right? And I think when you look at a lot of the athletes that you've mentioned, and I know the few that I have talked to, that's what they would say. You know, it just starts with one thing. It's going to practice, right? It's the famous Allen Iverson practice thing. You know, we're talking about practice. And if you you practice every single day, when it comes to game time, you're going to be ready, right? I mean, that's just how it works in both life and sport.
And there was an athlete that I interviewed by the name of Mark Van Gilder, longtime hockey player. He only played one game in the NHL, but had a very long career playing in the American Hockey League. He has played in Europe. And Mark said that when he steps out on the ice, he knows that there are kids watching him and he may be a role model for those kids. And so he said, as a result, I am very conscious of the language that I use on the ice because there's always a chance that a kid might hear what I say. And if I'm using profanity out on the ice, then I've done a disservice to those kids. So you're right. It's those small little things that it doesn't have to be, you know, this moment that is kind of pointed to like some landmark moment in Catholic history. But as you lead in your faith life every day, all those little things are going to add up. And just something as simple as abstaining from profanity because a youngster might hear it, that all of a sudden is an athlete with great influence.
Amen. Amen. Bruce, I want to make sure that I promote your work and your show. And so tell us a little bit about where people can find you, how people can bring you out to their group or their parish or whatever to hear you speak and inspire them as well.
Sure. So CatholicSportsRadio.net is the internet home for the show. And you can listen at CatholicSportsRadio.net, or there's links there to get it on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on the iHeartRadio app, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Overcast. There's logos for those, but there's a page on the website where there's a whole lot of other. It's pretty much anywhere that you can get podcasts, you can hear Catholic Sports Radio. And then you can either write to me directly, Bruce@CatholicSportsRadio.net, or there is a form right on the website that says request Bruce as a speaker. So if you are interested in having me come out to your parish event, your men's night, your sports night, a diocesan event, whatever it is where my ministry would be a fit, I'd love to hear from you.
Awesome. Bruce, thank you so much for being here today. Really appreciate your time. And thanks so much for sharing all about your ministry. Folks, go to CatholicSportsRadio.net to listen to his podcast. It's absolutely fascinating and awesome. You'll never believe the amazing people he has on and the amazing stories. It's just truly beautiful.
God bless you, Bill. Thanks so much.
All right. Well, this has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, I'm Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.
You've been listening to Young Catholics Respond, a radio initiative of Patchwork Heart Ministry. To learn more about our ministry and program, visit us at patchworkheart.org. Or to get exclusive access and early ministry updates, become our patron on Patreon by searching for Patchwork Heart Ministry.